Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And what a show we have for you today. It is going to be 3 hours of fun.
Not two.
3 hours of excitement. 3 hours of inspiration. 3 hours of education. 3 hours of information and enlightenment, if I haven't already said that. Just keep it locked right here the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you choose to listen, just don't touch that dial. You won't be sorry. Wow.
Don't touch that dial.
What an intro.
What dial? People don't touch dials anymore, Chris. COVID.
Well, it still works, though. I think it still works.
Oh, does it? All right.
I thought you were going to say more technology.
Yeah.
Technology now.
Technology as well. I mean, very few people turn the dial.
That's why they're not touching the dials.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever. Don't push the button. You know, don't tell Alexa to shut us off.
That's
whatever
right.
You do, however
hey,
you do
yo.
It.
Hey,
just
are you kidding? I talk to Alexa every night. Sometimes, you know, that works for me, being a single guy.
Look at Chris. Chris, I don't even know what to do with that.
What?
Lillian! That's all I got to say.
Alexa, you know, I'm sorry.
Let's just move on from that, Robert. How are you today? How are you? Like, G-rated life. How's your G-rated life?
Your X-rated life is great.
Yeah, G-rated,
just okay. No, everything is good. Busy day at USC. The podcast Inside the Parker drops tomorrow, so you'll
about
get a
what?
Fresh.
What are you talking about? What you going to do, sit there and cry?
Well,
complain?
It's 22
lament?
Minutes of crying, yes.
I know. I mean, my goodness.
It's the crying game on radio. Is that the name of that movie?
I mean, look, Rob, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, already I never miss Inside the Parker, but
whatever.
I'm going to be honest. I won't be listening tomorrow for sure because there's nothing to talk about.
There is something to talk about.
Really?
What do you mean?
Was there? Oh, there was movement today?
It moved, but it had nothing to do with that. Hey, look. Chris, you are something else, man. There's stuff to talk about. Yes, we talked about it. Some insight.
Baseball is off my radar right now.
It's
if they
been
don't
off
care,
your radar.
Then I don't care.
Well, I care.
I mean, if they don't care, then why should I care if they don't care?
I care.
Because they don't care enough to play, then why should I get all in a tizzy about it? When you want to play, I'll watch.
I'm still into everything that's going on. We'll see what happens as we move forward. But anyway, for baseball fans,
nothing going on.
Baseball fans will check out one of the hottest baseball podcasts in this nation, despite Chris Broussard not being a subscriber.
I told you I never miss it.
That's okay.
I never miss it. So what are you talking about?
Whatever.
All right, let's get into it. We got the Odd Couple crew in full effect. Super producer Rob G is in the house. DJ Alex Teichert on the ones and twos on a Worship Wednesday. And on the updates, our man Ralph Irvin. All right, Rob, did you watch the Lakers game last night?
Yes.
First of all, let me say this. Luka, I thought, now, you know, Dallas won 109-104. They jumped out to a nice lead in the second quarter.
And then the third quarter, the Lakers had this big run, right, to make it a game.
Well, LeBron hit the three threes, right? Three huge, you know, long threes in a row. You know, he's a streaky shooter. He's not a great shooter. He's a streaky shooter. And he went on a streak, got him back in the game. But I thought Luka, who, you know, 25-8-5, so nice game by him. He was dominating early. I kind of feel like he took his foot off the gas. Like, he just didn't shoot as much.
In that third quarter?
Yeah, the second. Yeah. They got the big lead. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just imagining it, right?
What, they scored 14 points?
They scored 14 points in the third quarter.
It was a bad third quarter, and the Lakers had 31 or
31
like
to
that.
14.
Yeah.
They
it was ugly. It was ugly for – I was surprised as well.
Yeah, he wasn't shooting. He was – creating open shots for guys, but he wasn't really taking it upon himself. But I don't know. But anyway, Lakers lost their third straight game, Rob.
What is that?
And
10
for
out
those
of 13?
Of us,
10 out of 13?
I don't know exactly. I can find that out.
It was 9 out of 12, I think, Chris. So it's 10,
oh,
10
so
out of 13.
Yeah, it would be 10 out of 13. But for those of us who've been paying attention, Rob, this is not surprising. And I don't mean the fact that they've lost a few games. But remember, one of the things we were saying all year long was the schedule's about to heat up. Like,
right.
That was a shocker, right?
Chris, their schedule moving forward on paper, I'm here to tell you, on paper, they're not making the playoffs on paper.
Well,
they're not making it.
What do you say?
Let me just give it to you real quick. I do have it. I looked at this, and it's pretty.
But, I mean, can you clarify what you mean?
Yeah, here we go.
Not making the playoffs. You don't think they'll get in the top 10?
Yeah, no.
They won't make the play-in. Oh, that's a statement, Rob. Don't gloss that over.
No, they got 21 games left, 14 of them on the road, and they're 9-18 as a road team. They're a bad road team.
Right.
And then they have, of their seven home games, five of them are against Golden State, Phoenix, Denver, Philadelphia, and Toronto. So there's no easy road ahead is what I'm saying, Chris, when you look at how many road games and then five of the seven home games are games you're probably going to lose. So they're in for a rough road. They're going to have to win some road games in order to make it. I mean, that's a tough schedule. Would you agree with that?
That's a heck of a – I mean, I didn't know it was like what you just said. Yeah. But I did know that they had the toughest schedule in the West.
Wow.
No, that is a murderer's row. And you know this, Rob. Ain't nobody trying to do the Lakers any favors.
No. If they got a chance to rub it in, yep. Chris – they're going to, especially LeBron, and they got four top 75 players on the team. What?
Yep.
Oh, no. This is our chance. No doubt.
Absolutely. You're right. So let me go back to this. Are you saying, it doesn't sound as obscene now that you look at the schedule, but are you actually saying they won't be in the top 10?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be in the top 10. I do not. I really don't because of what I'm looking at, and I'm looking for games that they're going to win. There are no gimmies with this team.
They're two up on 11th-seeded Portland, so it ain't much cushion. And Portland is trying to get in. You know, Anthony Simons, the young kid, is playing well. He's excited, right? Yep. He's like, hey, I'm arrived.
And if they can somehow do it, like, I mean, normally you would say two games, you know, that team against this Laker team, but I'm just looking at – a lot of things have to go right. And the schedule just doesn't, and they don't look like they can beat anybody at this point. I know that sounds ridiculous, Chris.
Well, but
they've lost 10 or 13. They don't look like they can beat anybody.
And you can't just say, oh, Dallas one of the hottest teams in the league. Yeah, but they just lost to New Orleans. Yep. You know what I mean? So you can't, they're losing everybody. That leads us to this, Rob. There was a story in The Athletic that came out this week. And it was ranking. They did their mid-season tiers, right, of players that they always do.
I like how they do a mid-season and we only got 21 games left.
Right. I know, right. I mean, it was after the All-Star game.
I know what I'm saying, right.
I don't know why. I mean, obviously they started the season a little bit earlier, you know, like a week earlier or something like that they've been doing recently. But they might have to – well, they don't want to rethink the All-Star game. You can't make it earlier because you got the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, nobody would care. So I guess they're stuck, but yeah, it was ridiculous.
I would make it the week of the Pro Bowl. The week of the Pro Bowl where nobody kind of cares about
that. Well, but the Pro Bowl ratings, and this is why they won't get rid of it, right? The ratings are great. I mean, you know, especially relative to other sports.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like to have the All-Star game so late.
Probably would outshine the NBA All-Star game as much as I don't think it should. But anyway, they did their tiers. And they had a 1A and a 1B tier. And Rob, for the first time, they did not have LeBron James on the 1A tier. Here are the 1A tier players. I'm going to give you 1A and 1B. All right, 1A was Giannis, Kevin Durant, and Nikola Jokic. 1B is LeBron, Joel Embiid, Kawhi Leonard. I mean, Kawhi shouldn't even be listed. I mean, but anyway, they got him on there.
It's all for reputation, and he's hurt.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not saying drop him. I'm just saying he shouldn't even be eligible. Luka Doncic and Steph Curry. So all of those are, you know, all terrific players. But it's news that they, you know, a lot of people have felt like LeBron's still a top three player. He's obviously putting up big numbers. His numbers are like his career numbers, which is crazy. But where do you agree with that? KD, Giannis, and Jokic all above LeBron, and LeBron not on the top tier anymore.
I agree with that. And I think that they have to take into consideration just putting up numbers. And you're right, Chris. His numbers are good. Very good.
They're his career. Let me just read them quickly.
19 years in, he's on his average.
His career average, Rob, 27 points a game. He's averaging 28.9.
Right.
Career rebounds, 7.5. He's averaging 8. Career assists, 7.4. He's averaging 6.3, and he's shooting 52%, which is better than his career average. So the numbers are freaking ridiculous. But
they don't have the same impact. We've been talking about it all year. And impact in a game has something to do with it. When LeBron put up those numbers, and you just can't blame and say, well, look at his teammates and all that. because one of the narratives always about LeBron was that he made his teammates better, right? Like he, you can't have it both ways.
Right.
And you're it doesn't, right? That's always been a narrative. Look, well, who's he playing with?
And it's been true.
Right? I'm just saying.
Been a true narrative. I actually think he's carried a lot of guys more so than made. I mean, he's made some players, but he definitely makes role players.
But you know what I mean, right?
Shooters
but,
and all that.
But this yeah. team, this hasn't been the fact, especially. Right. And I get Anthony Davis, but come on, Westbrook and some of these other guys that they have, they're decent players, Chris, to beat. The Thunder and some of these other, the Kings, and some games that we've seen them lose this year. I mean,
well,
Rob,
we talked about it. One of the shocking things in their losing early in the season was that the schedule was light. How many freaking times did they play Oklahoma City? The Kings. I mean,
and they lost back to back weeks to OKC. You remember that?
Yeah, it was just ridiculous. I'm with you. I do think it's fair that he drops to 1B. And I've been, Rob, you know, I've been saying this all year because a lot of people have felt like he's still the same LeBron just by looking at, I guess they're not watching the games, but they're looking at numbers.
You just can't look at numbers.
And I've been saying, no, yeah, he is not the same LeBron. And Rob, I'm going to say it to these youngsters out here. And this is not to poo-poo anybody's numbers, but it's a fact. It's easier to get numbers today than it
is. No doubt. No doubt.
It just is.
Passing yards, Chris,
right.
In the NFL.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
That's
you can say
point.
Whatever you want, but the passing yard numbers are inflated.
Yeah.
And the touchdowns are inflated. They used to hand those balls off, Chris, at the 5-yard line to running backs.
Right.
Now they throw into the end zone every single time.
Right.
It's a different game. I'm sorry.
That's why don't go ahead and make a fool of yourself and compare Carson Wentz's numbers to Joe Montana's.
Exactly.
Because they probably look pretty good compared to Joe's, but it was a whole different game. For many reasons, Montana is still one of the top two quarterbacks ever, and Wentz ain't. But that's a good point, Rob. But we got to, just to illustrate this point, these are the guys that are close, like within spitting distance of a triple-double average. Still Westbrook, as bad a season as he's having, Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic, James Harden, who hasn't had a great year by his standards, those guys are all like, my point is that's how much easier it is today because rebounds, perimeter players can get them a lot easier because they're long rebounds from long jump shots. Half or a third of your shots are worth 3 points. It's easy to get to the basket because they're running you off the three-point line and the floor is so spread out that there's really very little resistance at the rim once you get there. And so it's just a different game, so the numbers are different. But I have said LeBron's numbers may be the same, but he's not dominating the game like he always has, defensively, obviously, but also offensively. And Rob, one of the things I haven't loved, let's put it that way, about LeBron's game just throughout his career is his ball dominance. And he's not ball dominating anymore, and thus he's not able to control the game. But I don't think he could be ball dominant anymore for 35 minutes because he just doesn't, at his age, you can't do it. So let's throw it out to the listeners, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you agree that LeBron is not 1A anymore as far as tiers, but he's 1B? And I'll say this, I think, so they had Giannis and KD and Jokic on tier one.
Yep.
I would put Embiid on tier one. And Jokic, you can praise him. It's a 6 seed. That's nice. But that ain't great either for a guy that, you know, his numbers are terrific. So you could move him down as far as I'm concerned. But Embiid is better than Jokic to me. And so I got him on that 1A tier, but LeBron at 1B. Where are you at? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
I'm grooving. I'm moving.
I can see Alex in the Baptist church doing his thing.
Yes, indeed.
Oh,
he
don't
fit
doubt
right
it.
In.
And so until
you
Alex
go this Sunday, Alex.
And then you know what? When I'll tell you when Alex will get up when they start serving the pig's feet, Chris.
Oh, I'm out.
After he's out.
Hey, Alex, don't stand me up at church like Rob did in Akron.
Did he?
What? I didn't stand you up.
He was supposed to show up. He didn't even want to hear me speak.
Wow.
He didn't even come to hear me preach.
I was going to pull
I
up.
I had a
and
seat waiting
I, you
for
know,
him.
Did you right up front?
Yes,
I would have been front row,
amen
see.
Corner. Yeah, right. All right, if you're dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, offering free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is LeBron 1A or 1B in the league nowadays?
All right, let's kick it off with Mark in Detroit. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, Rob? What's going on, Chris?
What's
I'm
up, man?
Loyal listener, man.
Thank you.
Rob, yes. I know you're a Detroiter, man, so I know you know about 7 Mile and Gratiot. That's where I'm from.
You know, my barbershop is 7 Mile and Outer Drive on the west side. Come on, Sporty Cuts, right there.
I'm on the east side. Yeah,
I know where you
Rob
are.
Rob don't know nothing about that.
Yes,
man.
I
Rob
do.
Way
go ahead.
Out there. Oh, Rob way out there.
I'm in the hood.
He ain't. Rob don't know nothing about that.
Rob don't know nothing about that.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I'd say LeBron is one. I think he's still 1A, man. I really do. I
feel like, well, okay, you got to explain that.
Yeah.
See, the reason why I feel this way is because I mean, if somebody able to put up 29-8-6, I mean, come on, man. I mean, everybody.
But
not
they're not winning. They're losing to bad teams.
Right. Like he doesn't have any impact on winning with those numbers.
I mean, but come on, fellas. What is he supposed to do with this squad, man? I mean, come on. Have you
looked at the Clippers roster?
The Clippers have nobody. They're winning, Chris. They won again last night. They've won six of their last eight or whatever. They're rolling.
They're without Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. Dallas doesn't have much around Luka. Denver is without its second and third best players. Jamal
Porter's
Murray,
out.
Michael Porter Jr.
Yep.
Memphis is a bunch of young kids. I'm just saying, like, look, LeBron's still great. 1B is top five, essentially.
But let's be honest, though, right?
LeBron at his best could carry me, Rob G, Rob, and Alex to the playoffs. He obviously can't do that anymore. So that's why, there's a serious drop-off from the LeBron we've known and loved.
Yep, let's squeeze one more in. What about Eli in the Bay Area? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Eli?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How's it going?
How you?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, doing well. So hear me out. Not only is he a 1B player, but I think he's been 1B for the last 3 out of 4 years that he's been in L.A.
Wow.
The first year that they were out there, remember, playoff activation mode?
Yes.
Then you lost
right.
to the worst teams in the league. The
right.
second year, bubble, cool.
Yep.
Third year, AD goes down. They were giving him MVP chance. That's the 1 year where I could kind of maybe see that. And then this year again, you're playing with like 3 other top 75 players. You got Westbrook on your team, which previous people at least got to the playoffs with.
Right.
LeBron gets the credit for always carrying people. But quite honestly, if you look at the history of all the all-stars or superstars that he's played with, all their numbers go down.
Right.
With LeBron.
I think that's fair. Like, LeBron makes role players better.
Not
like
stars.
Kyle Korver, Mike Miller. Yeah, I mean, did he make Chris Bosh better? He got Chris Bosh some rings that he
Chris
wouldn't
Bosh
have.
Went down.
He became a role player.
He was
Kevin
standing
Love.
Out on the three-point line, Chris.
Right. I mean, he got them rings, and so they got to be happy with that, but their individual games went down, obviously. All right, we got a celebrity corner. We've had a lot of celebrity corners lately, Rob. A couple popular nowadays. But anyway, we got a celebrity corner coming up. That's right. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, my God.
Time now. for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
Our next guest, this week's Celebrity Corner guest, is an actor and comedian. You've seen him on The Chappelle Show, The Wire, and Black Mafia Family. You can check him out live at the Miami Improv March 4th and 5th and the West Palm Beach Improv on March 6th. We welcome in Donnell Rawlings. Donnell, what's up,
what's
brother?
What's up?
What's up is I'm frustrated with the name change of my football team that I grew up knowing, and I don't know what direction we could go in. But
in D.C.? Washington?
Yeah, man.
Well, you guys saying they should. They couldn't keep the same name. They had to get rid of that name.
Yes, they couldn't keep that.
Listen, the issue was they thought the name was racist with Redskins. But when you say Commander, what is it usually followed with? Chiefs, right? Commander in Chief. So we didn't get ahead anyway, man.
Oh, God.
I think that's just a joke.
I don't think you mean that. I think that's just a joke, but. Hey, Commanders, does it roll off the tongue? Am I excited about it? No. But you know what I did? I said, wait, Knickerbockers,
Metropolitans,
right, Lakers in L.A. Like, there's so many names that don't make sense.
And you know
this
what?
You might grow on us.
And you might trick some people down in D.C. who think they're going to a Commodores concert. You might get more fans.
No, we not. Listen, I'm going to tell you. I might be old-fashioned, but this is how you get more fans. Win.
Right, I hear you.
No doubt.
I hear you.
The jersey color is not going to matter. The stadium's not going to matter. The groupie chase is not going to matter. Winning gives you more fans. But I'm a diehard, so I got to stick with them. You know, I still love the organization.
So you a Wizards fan too?
You know what? I'm a Wizards fan, but not by default. I grew up, and this is me telling my age. You know, I was a Wes Unseld fan. I was a Bullets fan.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, you are up there, brother.
Yeah, all right. That was so disrespectful. Slow down. I don't know what none of y'all look like. I know somebody got a baseball cap. I know somebody's wearing a baseball cap.
Oh, he
right
can
now.
See us? He can
yeah,
see us?
That's Chris.
Hey, Donnell. I know I was trying to get you in my celebrity game. Way back in like 2014,
Chris, you weren't
I think
big
you
enough
played
then.
In it. No, I think Where? You played in it. Do you remember at Christ the King High School in New York?
Did
you play in that? Jadakiss, Wale, Felipe Lopez, Charles
name
Smith.
Dropping.
No, all those guys played. Irv Gotti. I think you played in it.
I will say I probably was a team member by default, but me getting the game is highly unlikely.
Oh, you ain't a hooper. Okay.
No, I just say this. My member, and this is a true story. They talked about it on TMZ. Big Tigger used to do a similar thing, celebrity basketball game, right, in D.C. Yep. So, and then he didn't want to – I knew he didn't want me on the team because he said, oh, we don't got shoes in your size. I said, I wear a size 8. The only person that can fit my shoes is chicks on the women's team, right? So all I wanted to do my whole life was just be a part of the team. I was on the bench, Caron Butler, and I saw him the other day.
Oh, you grew up with Caron?
No, I didn't grow up with him. He was his coach for this
celebrity game.
So he finally buzzed me in the game. I'm like, what the hell am I doing here? I'm here to tell jokes on the bench, right?
So keep the spirits up.
I get in. I'm like, this is not going to look good. And Kevin Durant, this is a true story. Kevin Durant is coming up the court. I meet him half at half court like, oh, my God, I'm going to try to defend one of the greatest players to ever do it. He tried to dribbled the ball between his legs and through my legs. I closed my eyes, right? I swatted for the ball, and I picked Kevin Durant.
I remember that video.
Wow.
So this is my greatest moment. So listen, I pick him. I'm going. I'm like, oh, my God, what are you going to do? You're definitely going to shoot the ball on the rim. Don't go for a layup. I pulled up, and he's coming behind me. I pulled up at the three-point line, and when I pushed out that ball, I prayed in 8 different languages, right? I was like, assalamu alaikum. And I banged a three-pointer. Let me tell you something. My whole life, I never – and the whole place was like this. Oh, Ashley Larry with the three.
I
Look, I called timeout. I took myself out of the game, and I said, it goes on in history. I got a triple single. I'm done.
There you go. Hey, I'm done.
That, congratulations. I didn't see that clip, but that
I remember that clip. I remember that clip very vividly because it looked like he just, Chris, swiped at it with his eyes closed. Huh? Yeah, but he got it. He got it.
Let me tell you part two of that. So a couple years ago, I was in New Orleans for All-Star Weekend, and I was opening for Dave Chappelle, and I saw Kevin Durant down the hallway, and I was like, yeah. Right? I walked up to him. Of course, I almost got a crick in my neck. That's an old phrase for, like, something that happened to your vertebrae or whatever. So I'm looking up at him, and I said, yeah, you remember that time when I ripped you and pulled up for that three? And he looked at me and he said, man, that was like 5 years ago. I was like, you remember?
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Let me ask you this. So you're in the new HBO miniseries that actually starts, is it tonight, right?
I think so. I'm going to the premiere. Yeah, I'm sure it's tonight. Yep.
Okay, so it's Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. It's really, you know, Magic Johnson and Showtime. I got to be honest. And, Rob, you probably seen the previews.
It looks
phenomenal. Like, I can't wait to watch it.
Even the guy who's playing Magic and when I'm looking at the characters. And Jerry Buss, the guy who's playing Jerry Buss.
Right. But just the story. I mean, it looks like it's going to be awesome. Now, the Magic and, you know, Jeannie Buss and them have been like, oh, we doing our own thing.
They're not a part of it at all.
Yeah, they said they're not co-signing it. But tell us about it. It looks like it's going to be great. I can't wait to watch it. Anytime
you do a period piece and you decide to actually shoot with the same cameras they were using back then on film, you know that it's some serious money behind it, you know?
Right.
The list of celebrities that are involved with it. I know Jerry Buss and Magic Johnson still want to do their own thing, but you can't deny the story. You can't deny how powerful it was back then. You can't deny the ups and downs of putting this team together, the fun, the sad part of it. And it's like, and especially, how do you not like it when you're a sports fan and you're a fan of the Lakers? I'm pretty sure that it's going to get as much buzz as the Michael Jordan. Well, that might be over the top.
No, I think that might be over the top.
Well, they're different. Different things. That's a one. This is like a series that who knows how long it could go, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like maybe 10 episodes. It could continue, but
right.
I was excited. For me, it was a situation. I didn't audition for that role. Whoever the powers that be, someone said, we want Donnell Rawlins in this. I play alongside of Earthquake Joe Epitone.
Right.
And I play Magic Johnson's father's friends that he used to hang out with in the plant. You know, is it a starring role? No. Mm. But, you know what I mean? But the thing like me, and my entire career, like, I don't always have to be the star, but I do pride myself on making a team. I made the team. It's going to go down as something that was nice, and I got to extend my acting chops again.
How true to the story does it stay? I mean, obviously, Hollywood always takes liberties. Are there a ton of liberties taken, or is it pretty much?
Yeah, but right, you got to understand, like, when you're playing like a bit part, like I did, whatever, you know, you're not going to be privy to. And it's such a secret situation. Right. You're not going to be privy to all the scripts, the whole storyline, because they don't want to take a chance of it leaking. But I will say, the scenes that I was in, it felt very, very authentic, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be good.
Yeah. All right, that's our man, Donnell Rawlins. Like I said, you can check him out in Miami this week, March 4th and 5th, and then West Palm Beach on the 6th. And also in Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. Got a podcast titled The Donnell Rawlins Show, so you got to check that out as well. Man, look, great stuff.
Appreciate you.
We'll get you on again. We really appreciate you joining us.
Yes.
Thank you. And I don't want to be that guy, but, you know, if Hollywood doesn't accept me, if they try to cancel me, the place where you can find me is on the Donnell Rawlins Show, my podcast on YouTube and all podcast platforms. If you want real, unedited, uncensored Donnell and his raw
check
form,
him out.
Subscribe.
That's right. That's right. All right, brother. Thank you. Baseball players are mad at the wrong guy. We'll get into that next. All right, couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Interesting that Alex played this song because the Knicks and the Sixers just started, just tipped off. And this should be the Knicks theme song tonight. All right? Let's see if they can get a W or if the Sixers continue to roll. I'm excited, man, to watch these Sixers. I got to admit it. James Harden looking like the old one, at least in the first two games. We'll see if he keeps it up. All right, if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. Real talk. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox if you have questions about that. All right, it's time for Shekel City.
to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Yes, Shekel City, soon to be sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook. And Chris, once again, 2 out of 3 last night. And yes, the Pistons did it to me again. They didn't win the game this time, but they covered the spread. Wizards -3.5, and the Pistons lost by 3. But I did get the Celtics right, -6.5, and I got the Clippers right, -7. So 2 out of 3 on Monday, 2 out of 3 yesterday, and today on this Worship Wednesday, I'm praying to God I can get a hat trick. How's that? Is gambling and praying, does that go together? No? Okay.
Yeah.
Not really?
Maybe not.
All right. All right, tonight's best bet, Pelicans -6.5. The Sacramento Kings are in town. Also have the Thunder +14.5 at the Nuggets. And the Suns -11 as they host the Blazers. There we go. Going for a hat trick. Pelicans -6.5. Thunder +14.5. And the Suns -11. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob. On that note, you bet on MLB solving this lockout.
I lost.
Yes. Along the lines, you know, right along with the theme of Shekel City, it came up short. No, but a lot of the players, Rob, they are going off on Rob Manfred on Twitter. Marcus Stroman, you know, is going at him. Michael Lorenzen. Is Alex Wood. I mean, you could go on and on. And they're tweeting about Rob Manfred. But, Rob, we said it yesterday. I mean, look, I don't think Rob Manfred's a good commissioner. I had too many missteps, Rob. He doesn't seem like he's got control of the situation. So I get all that. But he is not the one that is controlling this lockout, Rob. He works for the owners.
Yes, and I think it's just easy to pick one guy, Chris, because he's the front man, right? He's the front man that
right,
you see.
Right.
But he works for the owners. He's not doing this against their will. Chris, he doesn't gain anything by these new work rules in the CBA.
Right.
What
right.
does he gain? He yep. doesn't gain anything. This
no,
is the
right.
owners against the players. So I understand to put down the name of every owner. And I bet you most ball players, Chris, in the Major League don't even know the name of all the owners. You know
Rob,
the Steinbrenner family.
A lot of them probably think Manfred does have a lot to do.
Right. But,
I mean,
but he,
real
you
talk.
Know he doesn't. Right.
No. Now, so go ahead.
I just think the anger is misplaced. That's all. I think it's easy to just pick the commissioner and say it's all his fault. I think that that's too simpleton to really do that and not understand how these things work and how business works. It's like Chris in our business, right? You hire an agent. He's the one who goes to the front office at Fox Sports Radio and fights for you and goes head to head with the bosses because they don't want to have to do it to you. So that you have a bad taste in your mouth when they say, well, you know, Chris, he's all right. He ain't all that. He ain't Dan Patrick, you know what I'm saying, or whatever.
Right.
So you never hear that.
I don't have to hear that.
Right.
Exactly. And I don't think they're saying that anyway. But
you don't think so? I've heard pieces of it. I think you might want to. You know, he takes off all the time.
Hey, let
you know?
Let me live in my world, all right?
All right.
Don't bring that negative now. But anyway. But Rob, you're right. Okay, this is not on Manfred. However, I do think his ineffective leadership, Rob, is like this is evidence of that. It is the first time a lockout has cost us games. And what was he doing the past few years when you should have seen this coming? Now, I know he can't, you know, stop a lockout or a strike from happening, but was he working behind the scenes with both parties to see, you know, if he could smooth things over and avoid something like this? And when you go out and call the World Series trophy, and I know it's not a piece of metal, the players aren't, I'm sorry, it's something they can jump on to be like, man, this dude don't know what he's, you know what I'm saying?
But it's
stuff like that.
It's a slip. There's no doubt about it, Chris. It doesn't make people feel good about you.
Right. It makes you look like a clown.
But ultimately, though, the work rules that the owners want, there's a committee, Chris, that puts this together, right? The owners vote on what they want, and then they decide that they want to go a certain way.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think Manfred, he just doesn't come across as a great leader, as a guy who's, you know, stern and strong. And that is what you need in these situations. So we'll see, you know, if he can help them smooth this thing out and get it settled. All right, we got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Lock it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.